Growing in Christ, the chief aim here at Abounding Grace. Join us. Welcome to the broadcast. This is Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in London. Our time together today will return us to God's Word and some casual conversations with our teacher and Pastor Chris Gordon, that we might be encouraged in Christ, that we might grow in His grace. Won't you join us? Here now with this edition of Abounding Grace, once again, our teacher and Pastor Chris Gordon.
Thank you for joining us again today on Abounding Grace, a ministry of the United Reformed Church here in London. And we are excited again to take up this wonderful subject of marriage and the family. And we're continuing in our discussion of the husband's role that God has given at creation for him to love his wife in such a way that it represents and that it models the love that Christ has for his church. Remember, we discussed this fact that Christ actively pursues the love of his church, his bride, making her beautiful, making her radiant, seeking her purity. And these are wonderful models and examples by which the husband is supposed to model that love and exercise his love for his wife in such a way that these things become clear to the world. Remember, we looked at yesterday, 1 Peter chapter 3, where after giving instructions for wives, we read in verse 7, "Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." And that verse struck me and really does strike me in so many ways, because here, if the wife is told to submit, there's to be an active pursuit, and I emphasize that word active pursuit on our part as husbands to be understanding. That's hard. That's often very hard, because by nature, we're not understanding people. Again, the result of the fall is that we are going to rule over our wives. We're going to be passive, yet with a tendency to be domineering and tyrannical at times. And yet, the biblical way, the redeemed way for those who are Christians, is for the husband to be understanding to the wife, giving honor to her, to exalt her. That's a wonderful message in our day, and we could imagine if husbands did this in our society, how the wives would respond. It would be beautiful. But today we take up a second element and a second way in which husbands can love their wives, and it is to be a love that is purifying, a purifying love. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, we are to love with a self-sacrificing love in order that, and we read this here, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. That's very important. The self-sacrificing love that Paul here outlines that we are to have for our wives is to be one that actively also seeks for her purity. Now, what was Adam's failure? Well, he let the devil, the most corrupt of all angels, in, the most defiled before God, let him in to come into the garden where Adam was given dominion to seduce away his wife by evil and with corruption. And she received no protection from her husband. Here, Paul is saying, husbands, God has given you the responsibility to work towards your wife's godliness. The goal of marriage is to pursue, to diligently advance her in holiness. And so if we really love our wives, at least the way that God has defined it, true love will seek for her purity in what she sees, the things that she's exposed to. You, in a sense, husbands, are the shell that God has given to her. We think about a turtle. Without a shell, it cannot live. It has no protection from the enemy. But when the enemy comes, the turtle hides itself in that shell, and the firm covering seals the body from the attacker. So too, one of the great benefits God has given to the woman is the loving, purifying, and protecting care of her husband. Now picture this. A man neglects his wife. He never speaks to her. She never speaks to him. They're in no fellowship. They're in no communion. They really don't know what love is. if she heads out into the working world, let's say, and that's the description of her home life. She heads out into the working world. She's exposed to men who are exercising leadership roles in the working world. She's going to be constantly tempted and drawn away from her own husband and begins to long for something she doesn't have in the home. At some point, things will hit a breaking point. And it's true. When a woman who's received continual neglect for years hits the breaking point and decides to run, as wrong as that is, at that point, a man has to raise the Titanic to get her back. That's how difficult it becomes. Because years of damage accumulate, and most likely she's been calling out to her husband for some time. God is calling the husbands here to do what? Pursue the woman's purity, to actively love her. And when he, the husband, gives himself in such a way to seek for her purity, she will respond. Again, she's wired to be a responder. Husbands, the question then is, are we seeking to advance our wives' purity? Now, if we don't understand the seriousness of this, just how serious, and you can ask this question, just how serious is Jesus about the purity of his church, his bride? What is his view of wolves, of those who come into the flock and corrupt his bride? Jesus is about ready to come in flaming fire to take vengeance on those who have troubled you. He is the husband coming to take his bride home. Can you imagine what he's going to do to someone who tries to corrupt his bride? What if Jesus had no care for the purity of his church? We would all be led astray, wouldn't we? So in a very real sense, the man who has no care for the purity of his wife is essentially saying, I don't care about your spiritual well-being, a form of spiritual murder in the heart. Listen to Paul in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. For I'm jealous for you, he speaks to the Corinthians, with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And here we see how concerned the apostle was that the church would be presented as a pure, chaste virgin to Christ. He feared that somehow, like the servant deceived Eve, so the Corinthians' minds would be corrupted. Husbands, God gives you this responsibility with your wives. Are we nourishing? Are we cherishing? Are we protecting them? Sometimes that may include loving admonishment when one is stepping outside of the role of submission and lovingly correcting her out of care for her. Doesn't Christ do that for us? But most of all, it's promoting her purity through what? Well, Paul says, the washing of water by the word. Who does the Lord hold responsible in the home for all spiritual leadership? The husband. That means the Bible will be the foundation in the home. That means the conversation will be seasoned with the word of God. That means that before the wife and the children, he will teach the truths of the word of God at the kitchen table. Remember, I said that the kitchen table is something that is completely lost today. There was something about the kitchen table years ago where the family would gather, the father would read and pray and lead his family in devotions and in family worship all around the table. That seems to be lost today. With the woman busy and the children at all sorts of sports practices and dance and everything else. But this is the avenue and the way that God gives the husband to lead in the home and to lead in diligence to hear the word of God, but also to ensure that all the family is in the worship services on Sunday, worshiping God together. It is the husband's responsibility to see that the woman and the children in the family diligently hear the word of God preached and receive the sacrament, the means of grace that are able to strengthen faith. We've looked at that in the past weeks. It's a sad phenomenon that due to ignorance of the word on the man's part in our day, that the woman has become the spiritual leader in the home. Men, sadly, most of the women in the church are stronger spiritually, and due to our neglect, actually take the spiritual role and are taking the headship role, again, doing what Eve did, because the men aren't stepping up to lead and to do what God commissioned them to do. This is shameful on our parts. And I guess my appeal is to young women. I know to the young women out there, if you're contemplating marriage and you don't have a spiritually strong man, flee that person. Do not marry them. You're setting yourself up for a life of emptiness. God did not design it this way. You should be looking for a man who's going to lead you. The godly woman expects her husband to lead her spiritually. And that's exactly what is pictured throughout the Bible. Remember, the Lord went after Israel too with such love to Israel, purifying love for his bride. And you think of how the father who, when his filthy son came home from the pigsty, smelling and filthy with the prodigal son in that parable, he clothed him with his best. Our love for our wives is to model Christ's love for us. I can't say that enough. One with the filthy garments of your sin covering you. Remember the high priest, the Lord Jesus has clothed us with robes of righteousness. And so today Christ is so concerned to continually seek for our purity. So too, husbands, God calls you to protect the purity of your wives through the washing of the word. Think about that today. How are you advancing the purity of your wife? How are you seeking to refine her and to love her in such a way as Christ loves the church? That's a huge calling. Can you imagine what witness such love would reflect to the world if we honored here what the Lord commands? Think about what Paul's saying in Ephesians 5. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. That's the calling he gives to us today. Can we do it in and of ourselves? No. That's why we need Jesus Christ. But in him, he can give us grace and more grace to love our wives the way that he calls us to. And he can even repair the damage that's been done in the past so that we might all set ourselves to again honor what God designed us to be as husbands and wives. Well, again, we extend a warm invitation for you to join us this Sunday for worship at the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. Our website is www.lindenurc.com. We have many resources there for you. Or you may give us a call, 360-318-0429. Again, may your only comfort and hope be found in Jesus Christ alone.